Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind with CJ Savage. And today is part 13 on how to manifest through the power of your mind. Last week we talked about the power in your health, and I'm going to just go over some points with that before we get started on the power in you. Today we're going to talk about the power in you. But however, one show, when we talk about one concept with the power, they all intertwine and they work with each other. Before we get started, I do have just a legal disclaimer that I'd like to get passed. Basically, you need to know that the information, concepts, and tools shared here are not intended to diagnose or treat illnesses, diseases, or conditions. It is not intended to substitute for advice, treatment, or diagnosis of a qualified licensed professional or physician. I do not make any medical diagnosis or claims, and I am not a substitute for doctor's care. As a hypnotherapist and a minister, I feel it's my responsibility to provide you with the information, tools, and skills you can use in your life so you can live according to your destiny, living life more abundantly as you embark on your spiritual journey within to master your mind, creating the life that you want, and healing yourself with the power of your own mind. In light of all of the negative talk about the end of the world, I feel that if you really want to learn how to use the power of the mind, then you will actually, it could be the difference between surviving what's to come if we have natural disasters or whatever it may be. But using the power of your mind is basically, anyone can do this. I can do it. You can do it. If you want to do it and you have enough understanding in your mind to even want to, then you can do it. You don't have to be extra smart. You don't have to be above average. You don't have to be anything different. You're just an average person can do this. You learn to use the power of your mind, and simply it is controlling the thoughts that you think, and that's what it's really all about. However, it's come to be pretty well known and more out there, and it's more open to realizing that God is not dwelling over us or on us, but rather God is dwelling within us. And if you do not like the concept of God, or you do not believe in God, but you have to understand that in order for you to understand anything I'm talking about, you do have to know and understand that there is a higher power. You can call it what you want, but there is a higher power, and this higher power runs through and into and through everything here, everything in this world, everything in this universe. We are all a part of that higher power. That higher power is within us. The universe is within us, and we are in the universe. So before we get started here, I'm going to say just a couple of notes. That is, if you listen to my show and you like it, please go to theblogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind online and like it, and you can actually subscribe to it so that you can follow it. So whatever shows are coming up that I put on the site, then you will get notification in your email that what is to come. If you would like to have more information on myself, CJ Savage, also known as the Hypnosis Queen, if you'd like more information on myself and what it is I have to offer, my services and my products, then please go to thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. I am revamping all of my websites, are being redone, so they will all be together under one site, period. That's going to take some time to do it. It's a little more complicated than I thought. But right now, you can download any of my hypnosis audios for only $9.99 by going to www.cdbaby.com/artist/Cheryl J. Savage. That is www.cdbaby.com/artist/Cheryl J. Savage. Okay, you can also send me questions and comments at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. While I speak English very fluently, I am a little familiar with German and French. However, if you want me to read your message and you send me a question or comment, please send it in English. I will read them if they are. Otherwise, my other languages are a little rusty, and I'm trying to decipher it. Okay, we're going to pick up where we left off last week because I'm just going to go over basically on the power in your health, which I went through that pretty fast. It was pretty involved, and if you wanted to hear anything over again, it is recorded so you can listen to it again. Some points I would like to go over from last week is basically we talk about the health. To me, the health is the one thing that I think is the easiest thing for you to conquer and achieve. If you want good health, you can achieve good health. You just have to straighten out your thinking. It's really one of the most important things. When you do that, then you're in control of your feelings and your emotions. Feelings and emotions are not the same, but they are directly related. While you can feel happy one minute and sad the next, your emotions are something that you experience over long term. So if you think enough sad thoughts, you have enough sad feelings, then you're going to eventually lead to depression, which is an emotion. So anyone can heal their bodies. You have the state-of-the-art pharmacy within you to heal whatever it is that is wrong within you. What you continually give to your body with your beliefs or strong feelings you receive in your body, every feeling that you have saturates every cell and organ in your entire body. You are the ruler of a kingdom, and your cells are the most loyal subjects who serve. They serve you without question. So whatever you think and feel becomes the law of your kingdom, the law within your body. When you give negative thoughts and feelings of what you don't want, the force of health to your cells reduces. When you feel love for anything, for a sunny day or a new house or a friend, promotion, your body receives that full force of health. Gratitude is the great multiplier. So say thank you for your health every single day. When I say thank you, I don't mean just say it. Say it with feeling. Say it like you really mean it. Say it as if you're trying to convince yourself that you really mean what you say. So when you say thank you, you really mean it. You're not just saying the words. Say thank you with all your heart for whatever you like about your body and ignore the things that you don't like. To see your health improve, give love to health more than 50% of the time. Just 51% is the tipping point from sickness to health. If you're facing illness, do your best not to own it with your thoughts and your words. Instead, give love to health, own health, and make it yours. Remember what you focus on, you're putting your feet in it. It's you're putting your energy into it. So if you focus on illness, you're going to get more of it. You're putting energy into it, and you will make it grow. So that's why I say focus on good health. Own it. Own the good health that you have. Even with any illness, you still have good health in other parts of the body. So focus on the good health. You know, can you still see? Can you still hear? Can you still walk? Can you still eat? Then if you can do those things, then you still have good health. Focus on the good health. Give love for your perfect weight, your perfect body, your perfect health of any organ. And imagine having it and be utterly grateful for everything that you do have. If you believe that your body will deteriorate with age, you're giving out that belief. And the law of attraction must return those circumstances to you. Feel young and stop feeling your age. Don't focus on your age. Focus on who you are. Your body will change into whatever you want through your feelings, love, and gratitude. Okay, we're going to move on to the power in you. If you think I'm going fairly fast, and I have gotten a couple of notes that was pretty fast, but you replayed it, and so you got it. I've had some comments that people are starting to get this. One says, I think I've got it. I think I can do this. So, you know, if you don't get it the first time, if you don't really understand, or you're finding parts of the things that I'm saying hard to believe or understand, if you're finding it difficult to accept it, then listen to it again. Whatever the show that you've listen to it again and again until you do understand. And when you do understand it, then you'll accept it and you'll be more aware of it. Most of the material that I have today is from Rhonda Byrne's book called The Power. Well, CDs. I actually have her CDs. This chapter, I must have listened to it like 14 times. It's pretty involved. It's pretty in-depth. So if something seems like it's a little deep and you're not grasping the full concept of it, if you listen to it over and over, you will get it. You'll finally get it all. The more you want to get out of it, the more you listen to it. It's just like watching a movie. Have you ever watched a movie and you thought that movie was really good? But if you watched the second time, didn't you see or hear things you don't remember seeing or hearing before? Maybe you was thinking about something else, or while your mind was thinking about one thing that was said, it moved on, and so you got more out of the movie the second time? Okay, well, that's kind of like this here. I've gotten some interesting questions, too. By the way, if you want to send me a comment or a question, you can actually go online to my show, and you can join, go to blogtalkradio.com, The Power of the Superconscious Mind, and you can join me in the chat room, and I will check that periodically through the show and see if there's any questions that need to be addressed or comments. If you would like to come on the show and talk, if you have some comments you'd like to join in, to contribute anything to the show that is appropriate, I should say, then you can call in at 347-637-2998 at the end of the show, which will be in an hour. 347-637-2998. Okay. The Power in You. Robert Collier once said, "The power for happiness, for good, for everything we need of life is within each of one of us, is in each one of us. The power is there, unlimited power. Everything has a frequency, and that's something that you have to understand. And I've talked about the vibrational frequency that is in everything. I've been talking about it for several years. And when I first started talking about it, there were people saying, you know what, I've never heard anybody talk about that. I don't know what you're talking about, this vibrational frequency thing. But now, it's like the household word. It's as common as the law of attraction. Everyone's talking about the vibrational frequency. Everything has a frequency. Everything. Every word has a frequency. Every sound, every color, every tree, animal, plant, mineral, every single material object in this world, in this universe, has a frequency. Every type of food and liquid has a frequency. Every place. Every city, every country has a frequency. The elements of air, fire, and earth, and water all have frequencies. Health, disease, plenty of money, or lack of money, success, or failure, they all have a vibrational frequency that can actually be measured by today's new modern scientists with instruments that shows the number of the vibrational frequency. I suggested that you listen to or join with Christy Marie Shelton, who does a program called The Love and Above. And love is a vibrational frequency at 500, where when someone is extremely depressed and maybe and grieving, their vibrational frequency falls down to 20 or 30, which is just above death. And that is very unhealthy, especially when it goes on for a long period of time. Someone asked once, what is a long period of time? What do you consider? Even when we lose someone, it is healthy to grieve for a certain time. But the professional books that you read in psychiatry, the psychology books, will all say beyond 3 months will start taking a toll on your health, on your physical body. And in light of everything that's happened with the school, with the 20 children, the small children that were killed just recently in Connecticut, this show today actually is going to kind of hit upon some of that and kind of put shed a little bit of a new light on it. Remember, with every dark cloud, there is a silver lining if you look for it. There always is. There always is. I have just gone through this in my mind over and over and over, and I have asked the universe, you know, what has happened here? Why did this have to happen? Show me the silver lining. So I have some comments to actually make on that, and I'm going to get into that towards the end. But you have to understand that every single thing has a frequency, but the real name of the frequency is what you are feeling. And whatever you're feeling is bringing everything into your life that's on a similar frequency to you. Remember, we are all like human magnets. If you talk negative all the time, if you feel negative all the time, then you're going to become like a big crap magnet, and you're going to attract a lot of negative stuff into your life. But whatever you're feeling is bringing everything into your life that's on a like frequency to you. When you're feeling happy and you keep feeling happy, then only happy people, circumstances, and events, they'll come into your life. But if you're feeling stress and you keep feeling stress, then only more stress can come into your life. Make sense? Yes or yes? So if you're feeling positive feelings, then you're going to attract positive energy. If you're feeling very negative and you do that strongly, over time, you're going to attract more negative energy into your life. You've seen this happen when you've been like rushing because you're running late. Rushing is a negative feeling. And as surely as the sun shines, when you rush and feel the fear of being late, you bring every delay and obstacle into your path. It's the law of attraction that's working in your life. The law of attraction works for everyone all the time without fail. If you can come to understand and know the universal laws and know that they all work together and through each other, then when you work with the laws, your life will have more harmony. You'll be able to have more control in your life. But to work against it, it just doesn't work. Do you see how important it is that you feel good before you begin your day? If you don't take the time to feel good, then you can't receive good things in your day. And once negative things come, it takes a lot more effort to change them because once they're in front of you, you really believe in them. And it's much easier just to take the time to feel good so that they don't come in the first place. You can change anything in your life by changing the way you feel. And you change the way you feel by changing the thoughts that you think. If you stopped all the negative thinking, all the negative thoughts from coming into your mind, what do you think your life would be like? Would do it. 360. It'd turn completely around for the good. And I have played with the law of attraction. I have intentionally made things go in a more negative way and then turn around and then raise my vibration, my vibrational frequency, keep it up, maintain it, and take that same situation and turn it around. And it does. It works every time. But you can change anything in your life by changing the way that you feel. But isn't it really better just to have more good things come to you in the first place? Because once the bad stuff comes, then it takes a lot more work and a lot more effort to turn that around and raise your vibrational frequency. What normally happens with most people when something bad happens, like a tragic, something that causes a lot of sorrow or grief, then your vibrational frequency goes way down. Well, it's going to be difficult to get it back up, and so you're now, if you stay on that on a consistent basis and you keep that negative frequency going, then more things happen, more bad stuff comes in, and that's the way it always works. And so then what happens is when you finally just feel like you can't take any more, or you've hit rock bottom, or you're at the end of your rope, or however you want to say it, depends on the circumstances, I know, but you get to a breaking point where you just put on the brakes and you actually make a real effort to get out of that whole situation and raise it up. And so what do? You start turning things around. Some people say, well, the one good thing about hitting rock bottom is there's nowhere up. There's nowhere to go but up. That's when they've made a change in their thought process. They've decided to make a change. And people don't make a change until they get to a point where they have to. Life is magical. Think of your life like a movie. Life is actually magical. What happens in one day of your life is more magical than any fantasy movie that you can see, but you have to look at what is happening with the same concentration as when you watch a movie. If you're watching a movie and you get distracted with a phone call or you fall asleep, you miss what happens. It's the same thing with the movie of your life that is constantly showing on the screen of your day. If you're walking around asleep and you're not alert, you miss the messages and the synchronicities that are consistently speaking to you, guiding you, and directing you in your life. Life is responding to you. Life is communicating with you. There's no accidents. There's no such thing as an accident or a coincidence. Have you ever heard the saying, there is a reason for everything, and for everything there is a reason? And I have always believed that, and I will always believe it. Always have, and I always will. even when tragedy strikes. You know, I know that there's a reason for it. We don't always understand it, but there is. There's no such thing as an accident or coincidence. Every single thing has a frequency, and when anything comes into your life, it means it's on the same frequency as you are. Everything that you see, every sign, color, person, object, everything that you hear, every circumstance and event is on your frequency. And I know that's true, and I know that's a fact. The inventor of the radio was Nikola Tesla, and he said, "So astounding are the facts in this connection that it would seem as though the Creator himself had electrically designed this planet." Nikola Tesla said, "So astounding are the facts in this connection that it would seem as though the Creator himself had electrically designed this planet." I think that's really a very, very intelligent thing to say. You know that when you're driving and you see a police car, you suddenly become more alert, do you not? I know I do. Sound of that siren or flashing lights gets my attention. There is a reason that you saw the police car, and most likely it is telling you, be more alert, or whatever message you think it is. Seeing the police car might even mean more to you, but you have to ask the question, what is it trying to tell you? Ask the question, and you will get an answer. Police represent law and order, so maybe the police car is a message of something that's out of order in your life, such as you forgot to call a friend back, or you didn't thank somebody for something. I don't know, it could be a number of things, but whatever comes to mind, the first thing that comes to mind is probably actually the answer. When you hear an ambulance siren, what is it saying to you? Is it telling you to be grateful for your health? Have you ever noticed that you go through times in your life where you see a lot of sirens, hear sirens, and then there's times when, gosh, I haven't heard or seen a siren in weeks, maybe months. And I haven't. But then somebody else says, oh, every time I turn around, there's a siren going off. You know, it's a message. The universe is sending you messages. There's always messages. Are you walking around asleep? Are you getting them? Are you paying attention? Be alert. But when you hear an ambulance siren, just ask, what is it telling you? Is it telling you to be grateful for your health? Is it reminding you to give love and thanks for the health of the people in your life? When you see a fire engine racing past you with its lights and sirens on, what is it telling you? Is it saying there's a fire somewhere in your life that you need to put out? Or is it telling you that you need to fire up your love life? Only you will know the meaning of the things that come into your life. But you must be alert to what is happening around you so you can ask questions and receive the meaning of the message for you. I have a friend who has a little office down in name of the town just left my mind, but his name is Damon Bridges. He has a new office called the Angel's Nest. He is a medium. He was also a friend of Greta Alexander's. He is a very good medium. While I'm not really particularly too enthusiastic or excited about mediums, Damon's a little different. He's the real deal. He's the real thing. But whenever I go down to see Damon and talk to him, he picks up on every little sound, every little sound that goes on around us. If somebody walks by and says something, he picks up on everything, and he interprets everything as a message for us or a message to me, which I find phenomenal because I guess I'm just like half asleep in my life. But if you go on to Facebook and you Google the Angel's Nest, you will find Damon Bridges. And also there's another lady down there who is a psychic, which I really like her too, Lisa Livingston. She's really good. There's three of them down there. But they're always interpreting messages, and they pay really close attention to every sound that goes on. It's like somebody sticks their head in the door and says something, and we were just talking about something that actually that comment related to what we were talking about. It's like, oh, yeah. And he said, and there's your answer. It's like, oh, okay. I said, really? He said, yeah, pay attention. You're not paying attention to the messages that life is giving you. When you ask questions, remember, with the law of attraction, you receive, you give, and you receive. To receive, you have to give. If you ask a question, you're going to get an answer. And really, probably that is the magical secret of life, by asking questions. Because when you ask a question, you're always going to get an answer. The universe will give you an answer. The question is, are you paying attention? Do you have your eyes open? Do you have your ears open? Are you looking for the answer? Or are you sitting there asleep going, oh, I never get the answer? Well, no, you got the answer. It's just that you have to pay attention. And I'm going to show you and explain to you how to pay attention and ask the questions and get the answers. You are being given messages and feedback constantly. And you've been receiving these messages all your life. You probably haven't been paying attention. So now that you know, I want you to start paying attention and look and listen for the messages in your life. And when you pay attention, you're going to be very surprised. Whenever I hear something, even if there are words, say, from a conversation of two strangers that are standing close by somewhere and they're talking, and I can hear their words, their words have a meaning in my life, and I know that. Otherwise, I know I wouldn't be able to even hear them. I shouldn't hear them. If I shouldn't hear them, then I wouldn't hear them. But if I can hear the words that they're saying, even if it's just two strangers having a conversation, then I know that there's some kind of meaning. Those words have some meaning in my life, and I pay attention. What is that? How does that reflect my life? Their words are a message for me. They're relevant to me, and they're giving me feedback on my life. And now that I know that, and you know that, now that you know how to pay attention and look for and listen for messages, you're going to pay more attention. And then you can ask, how's that relevant? You're going to know. If I'm traveling and I notice a sign and I read the words, those words have a meaning for me. They're a message for me. And they're relevant to me. They're relevant to me because I'm on the same frequency as they are. If I were on a different frequency, I wouldn't even notice the sign, and I wouldn't even be in earshot of a conversation that I was hearing, even if it's a couple strangers standing nearby talking. Every single thing that surrounds me in my day is speaking to me, giving me constant feedback and messages. If I notice that the people around me aren't happy or smiling as much as they were, I know that my feeling frequency has dropped, and I immediately think of things that I love and one after another until I'm feeling happier. I start thinking about things that make me feel good and happy. I literally intentionally raise up my frequency, my vibrational frequency, because if I'm suddenly being surrounded by people who do not seem to be very happy, then that is what I'm attracting to me. And by me now knowing that I know what I know, and you do too, then I pay attention. I pay more attention on what I'm attracting into my life. I'm paying more attention on what's going on around me. Gandhi was an Indian political leader who said, we need to be the change that we wish to see in the world. And that's worth repeating. We need to be the change that we wish to see in the world. So instead of complaining and whining and crying about things that are going on in other parts of the world or in government or somewhere else, then know that you need to be the change that you want. If you want peace and harmony and love in this world, then start within yourself and stop the complaining and the whining. Okay, you can play with the law of attraction by asking to see physical evidence of the force of love. Now, how many times have I talked about love? Love is a very, very powerful, incredibly powerful force of energy. It is energy. Love is pure energy. So you can just play with the law of attraction by asking to see physical evidence of that force of love. Think of something that you love, and I want you to make it your symbol of the force of love. Whenever you see your symbol or you hear it, whatever it is, wherever you want it to be, you will know that the force of love is with you. I have tried this on different times and different things. I've used illuminating, sparkling light as my symbol. So if the sun hits my eyes, or if the light reflects off of something into my eyes, or if I see anything that reflects light and sparkles, and I know it's the force of love and it's with me. As a matter of fact, when I have done that, and I focus on bright, shiny, sparkly light that shines on me or around me, I've even had my psychic friends said, I don't know, but I know one thing. The light is shining down on you and all around you, everywhere you go. And I said, really? They're like, yeah. So there's just light. I just know there's light all around you. So it was basically what she was really telling me, what she didn't realize that she was telling me, that the force of love is with me all the time, with me, around me, in me, all the time. Because that's exactly what she described to me. When I'm overflowing with joy and filled with love, light reflects off of everything around me. So when I use the light, the sparkling light, just bright light that would just sparkle off, whether it's the ice on the pavement or a mirror or through the window, it doesn't matter. It'll reflect off of something. Then I'm just overjoyed. I'm filled with love because the light is with me, around me, and it's showing me that the force of love is with me. And I just simply ask that, and I look for it, and then I find it. I have a friend that uses rainbows as her symbol. And when she is overflowing with love and gratitude, wherever she looks, there's rainbows of light. And all kinds of rainbows are all around her. She uses the stars, gold. You can use anything. You can use anything you want to. Just pick whatever you want. You can use stars, gold, silver. You can use any color. You can use an animal or a bird or a tree or flowers that you love as your symbol. You can even choose words or sound as your secret symbol. But just make sure that whatever you choose something that you absolutely love and adore. I'll give you another example. 2 or 3 years ago, I chose my symbol as a robin, a bird, because I believe that birds are symbols of life, like crows and blackbirds are symbols of very negative energy, whereas bluebirds and cardinals and robins represent very good and positive energy. So anyway, I chose a robin as my symbol to represent as the force of love. Anyway, I was going through some very challenging times a couple years ago, some great difficulties that I had to deal with. And so I chose this robin, and I just said, Spirit, I just want you to have a robin. Just show me a robin wherever I'm at, wherever I go, to show me when the force of love is with me. And so I would be praying about my situation and about the things. And one day I went out to mow the yard. And when I went to mow the yard, I was going to use a push mower, which I still find this very strange. I just wanted to get the exercise. I thought, I'll just push the mower and get rid of some of my stress. I got there to mow the yard, and right sitting up on top of the fence, about halfway, it was a really deep yard, 300 yards back, I think. Anyway, it was a really big yard. So this bird, this robin, is sitting on the top of the fence, and I am driving a very loud push mower, and I drive right by this robin, and he doesn't even fly away, doesn't get off, and I'm thinking, wow, that bird must not be feeling well, or it's too tired to fly away, I don't know. But I go all the way down at the end, and when I come back, the bird, the robin, hops down off of the fence and gets on the ground and literally walks beside me all the way at the end of the yard. Goes all the way. And I start talking to this robin. I'm thinking, this is the wildest thing I've ever seen. This robin literally stays right with me and walks beside me 2 feet from my feet while I'm pushing a lawnmower. And I'm thinking, this has got to be the force of love, because any ordinary robin would just fly away, right? Well, that started, and every time I'd go out and I would go out to mow the yard, I'd say, okay, the force of love is with me, then the robin will be with me and be around me. Sure enough, that robin would walk with me while I would mow the yard. It was the strangest thing. A neighbor said they just had to get a picture. They went out to get a picture. I don't think they kept it. But they said that was the strangest sight they'd ever seen, a robin walking beside someone while they're mowing the yard. Okay, we're going to move on. I got off on a tangent again, sorry. But basically, you can choose anything. You can choose words or a sound or a song or a symbol of something that you really actually love and adore and make it your symbol. And if you want, you can just choose a symbol as a warning sign from the force of love to you. You can choose a symbol of something, the same thing I'm talking about, instead of showing this with you, but just show you a symbol as a warning. If you need a warning sign, say to pay attention. If you feel like you need a warning sign for anything, then ask for a symbol to show you the sign from the force of love telling you to pay attention or whatever it is that you need. In truth, you're receiving messages and warnings all the time. like if you drop something when you're on a trip, or if you just start to fall, you start to trip, or if you catch your clothes on something, or you bump into something, those are all warnings and messages that you're receiving to stop what you're thinking or feeling. So when those things happen, if you start to trip or you bump into something, then I want you to stop and pay attention to what you're thinking about or what you're feeling. And that may be a warning to stop it. Just stop whatever it is you're thinking or feeling. There are no accidents or coincidences in life. Everything is in synchronicity because everything has a frequency. It's simply the physics of life, and the universe is in action. Isaac Newton, a mathematician actually and physicist, said, "When I look at the solar system, I see the Earth at the right distance from the sun to receive the proper amounts of heat and light. This did not happen by chance." You have to realize that life is really magical. Love and I have this thing going on, and it's the most magical and exciting relationship anyone could ever have. Remember I told you to fall in love with life? Well, when you fall in love with life, don't worry about anything. Just move forward and just believe and have faith and just appreciate and be really grateful for everything. Appreciate everything good. Focus on the positive and only the positive. Don't focus on the negative. While you might become aware of something negative, you hear it or you see it, you accept it, and then you just move on. Be done with it. Let go of it. Maybe say a prayer about it and let go, just like that tragic in Connecticut. Just let it go. If there's nothing you can do, if you can do something, then do something. Say some prayers and then let it go. But don't let it dwell on you to the point where it is interrupting your own life and affecting you, especially if you don't know the people. Now, if it's relatives, it's a whole different story. If it's people that you know and dearly love and close to your heart, that's a whole different story. But I have been hearing many, many stories about young mothers who have been crying their eyes out every single day for hours over these tragedies. When they don't know the people at all, just the whole concept of what has happened has interrupted their lives drastically. I have been hearing many stories. I've gotten a lot of comments. And I'm thinking that I know that it's sad, and I feel for them. It broke my heart, and I cried my eyes out, too. The first couple of days, I cried my eyes out for a solid hour as if, I mean, it just broke my heart, you know, and it's hard for me to even talk about. But at the same time, if there's something you feel you can do or you want to do for them, then you should do it. Pray about it, but don't let it tear up your life for the rest of your life. Don't go on like this for months on end. It is tragic, but there is a reason for everything. So you have to really fall in love with life. I mean, you have to, and that's what we've talked about here in these past shows. Fall in love with life. Appreciate all the good things. Focus on the positive things. While you can acknowledge the negative things, don't dwell on them any more than you absolutely have to. When you wake up every morning, just be grateful to be alive. And for everyone and for everything in your life, be grateful. Spend at least 15 minutes every morning feeling love and sending it out to the world. You know, for all the listeners I have, which I have, 40,000 listeners now, 45,000 listeners, I just ask that you send these families who have lost their loved ones, especially as children, the small children, send them love. Just feel the love in your heart and just imagine sending them love and send it into their bodies, into their homes, and just send them peace and love. You can do that just simply thinking it and just concentrating, do a little bit of meditation, just send them love. I try to imagine my day, and I imagine and feel love for my day that's going well. Remember, you don't have to worry about how you're going to have something, where you're going to get something, how you're going to afford something. Don't try to be bigger than the universe. Just focus on the end result. So try to imagine and feel love for the day, just going well. And you do this first thing in the morning. Imagine and feel love for each thing in your day going well before you even do anything. If you have to file your taxes, for example, if you file your taxes, imagine them going very well. And they will go well. But if you're going to spend the first half of your day fretting and stressing over how those taxes are going to go, and you imagine how badly they could go, then they're probably not going to go very well. So try to imagine early in the day how you see that day going, and imagine it going very well before you even do anything. You should place the force of love ahead of you in everything that you do by feeling love inside of you as much as you possibly can before you do anything. Like, don't open your emails or any of your packages, Christmas packages or anything, without feeling love in your heart and being grateful for it. Especially if the phone rings and you don't recognize the phone number, and if it's an important phone call, imagine, feel love. You know, fill yourself with the white light and raise your vibrational frequency and think of good things and take the call expecting it to be a very positive call. But try not to do anything really important unless you have a good feeling about it before you even go into it. When I get dressed in the morning, I feel this enormous gratitude for my clothes. I know that sounds really silly, but you know what? I've tried to find as many things as I possibly can to what I'm grateful for. And you know what? The list is endless. But I have come to realize, what if you didn't have any clothes? Wouldn't you be really, really grateful if you had any clothes at all? So do you realize that most people take their clothes for granted? And I don't know about you, but I'm in Illinois, and it's been really, really cold. And without clothes, I don't know what I do, but I am really grateful for my clothes. And you should be too. You should be grateful for as many things as you possibly can think about that you can be grateful for. To save time, I also asked the question, what's the perfect outfit for me to wear today? Oh, a few years ago, I decided to play with the law of attraction and my wardrobe, and instead of trying to work out, if you ever put on one thing, you put on a pair of pants, then you put on a pair of shirt, and they don't really go together, and so you take it off and you try something else. Oh, that didn't go very good either. Oh, well, that don't really look very good anymore. So you put things on, you take things off, and you do that several times. Well, instead, if you're finding that things are just not working together, which attracts more things not working together, then what I did is I decided to hand my styling over to, and you can call it spirit, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it spirit, you can call it God, you can call it force of love, but all I did was I imagined that it would feel like, I just imagined that whatever I put on, it'd feel like everything that I put on would look great. And after I started doing that, and I started imagining that and feeling it, then I asked the question, what should I wear today? And all of a sudden, I just pull two things together, and it's like, oh, yeah, that works great. And now my clothes go together very quickly. But I used to put on one thing and take it off and then put on something else. Yeah, no, I don't feel like that. No, that doesn't look right. But now I just ask, what should I wear? And then it just comes together. And the next thing I know, I don't have to take my clothes off and put back on. I grab this, that, I put them on, and I'm out the door. Okay. Try to stay aware wherever you go. Pay attention to the people that are around you. And when you are, especially like when you're in public or even in a store or a grocery store or in the park or even traveling down the highway, then send thoughts and feelings of love to as many people as you possibly can. If you're in a crowded store and there's all these people around, look at every person's face and feel the love inside of yourself and imagine them receiving your love. I know that the force of love is the source of abundance, of money, happy relationships, great love, great health, anything anyone loves. So I send people love because I know in doing that, I'm sending them whatever they need. When I see a person who seems to have a particular need, someone who can't afford to buy something that they want, for instance, I send them thoughts of abundance of money. If a person is upset, I send them happiness. If a child's upset, I send them happiness, thoughts of happiness, feelings of happiness, and I also send in the white light. I just imagine a beam of light coming down from the infinite sky and going into that child. And if you do that, if you practice that, doing that is using the mind, and the mind is like a muscle, and the more you use it, the easier it is to use, and the stronger it becomes. When you do that, if you see a child that's upset and starts crying or throwing a fit, when you fill them with the white light by simply thinking it, and imagine that you will see them calm down immediately. Now, if it doesn't work for you right off at first and you're a newbie and you haven't done that very much, then you need, it's just like an exercise. You just need to do it more often and just practice it, and you will find that it becomes stronger and stronger. You'll see instant results after you've practiced it for a while. If someone seems stressed and they're rushing, then I send them thoughts of peace and joy. I know, too, that whenever I see anyone with a particular need, it's also a message for me to be grateful for money, happiness, and peace and the joy in my life. When I'm on a plane, I send love to everyone on the plane. When I'm in a restaurant, I send love to the people and to the food, especially the food. And you can simply do that to your food by just simply saying a prayer. When you pray over your food, and I brought this up because we talked about last week about health, but when you say a prayer over your food at the dinner table, the chemistry in the food literally changes, and the food becomes more positive, the energy becomes more positive, and it becomes more nutritious and better for you. One of the things that you can do to test that, what we talked about, was using divining rods. If you don't have any divining rods, it's something you can simply make yourself. And I explained to you last week how to do that with some brass rods. They're about the size of a lead pencil. And then you bend them like an L shape. And when you bend them like an L shape, you can put a big pin, the case of a big pin, cut that plastic in half and use those for the handle so they can literally swing within the big pin. You hold the big pin casing and the divining rods will swing. You hold them steadily so that they're straight out, parallel to each other. And when you hold that like in front of your food, if the food's, even if it's not good, if it's, say, something very sugary and just sweet, no real nutrition, but like a dessert, then those rods will cross over each other. They'll close in the crossover, which shows and indicates that it's very negative. It's not nutritious or really probably even very good for you. But when after you say a prayer over that food, no matter what it is, those divine rods will open up and become very positive. You can feel it move the energy. The divine rods move with the energy. It's really phenomenal. People that have never seen those before or haven't used them are just totally amazed by them. Old farmers use divine rods to find water on their farm, like when they want to, say, dig a well to find water. They'll just ask the question, where is there enough water for me to dig a well? And as they go around, the divine rods will stay closed, and then when they find like a spring or something there, my grandfather used that for my parents to find the place to put the well, they'll open right up. And they'll maybe even shake or go to the ground. But they definitely have a very strong sense of energy that they feel. Do you simply ask the question using divine rods, ask the question, and it will respond to the energy. When I get in my car to drive somewhere, I imagine arriving back home happy and well, and I say thank you. I say thank you in advance. If you ever noticed when Jesus prayed, he always started by saying, thank you, Father. He said thank you for hearing me or hearing my prayers. He always said thank you for receiving whatever it was he was about to ask for. He was always thanking him. So being grateful is one of the most magical things that you can do and say. Being grateful is a very strong feeling that creates and brings in very strong positive energy. Being grateful can literally change your life. If I'm driving on the road and I'm not really sure which way to go, I could either go down south and then come up and go north, or I could go out west, north, and go different direction. I might just ask, what's the best road to take? And I know some of you are saying, yeah, well, I could just use my GPS. Well, yeah, you could, but before GPS came into the picture, or if you don't have GPS, just simply ask, and you'll be guided. Each time you walk out of your house, just say, thank you for my home. I mean, acknowledge your home. That's another thing. People take for granted. They take for granted their home, and then if they lose, it's like, oh, God, you know, bring me back my home. If you're shopping at the supermarket, just ask. And you don't have to ask this out loud. Sometimes it helps people to say this verbally so they can focus on what it is they're saying. But just ask in your own mind, what else do I need? You're in a supermarket, you're doing your shopping. Ask, what else do I need? Do I have everything? You will always receive the answer. Just ask, do I need anything else? And if something pops in your mind immediately, yeah, you need peanut butter. Maybe you're out of peanut butter and it's something that you love. But you will always receive the answer. The only reason you will not receive the answer is only because you think you don't, because you're not paying attention. But if you pay attention and you listen and keep your eyes open and your ears open, you will receive an answer. Ask and you shall receive. An Islamic spiritual leader once said, "Certainly knowledge is a lock, and its key is the question. You just simply need to ask more questions, and if you do, you're going to get an answer." Every day I ask many questions, sometimes hundreds of questions. I ask, how am I doing today? What should I do in this situation? What's the best decision? What's the solution to this problem? Although I don't call problems problems anymore, I call them opportunities, because opportunities are a chance to learn, and also they make you stronger and better. Remember, what doesn't kill you will make you a stronger and better person. So if you just ask a question, you know, what can I see that I'm grateful for? When you ask a question, you are giving a question. When you ask a question, you are giving a question, and you must receive the answer. But you have to be alert and aware to see or hear the answers to your questions. You may receive the answer through reading something or hearing something or maybe even dreaming about something. Sometimes you just know the answer to the question. It just pops in your mind. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know what? I just thought of something. But you will always receive the answer. That's the whole point here. If you really want to connect with the power, then you've got to start paying attention. And if you ask questions, you're always going to receive the answer, but you've got to pay attention. Pay attention to signs that suddenly you're reading a sign, and the reason you're reading the sign is because you're on the same frequency. It's drawn to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be reading that sign. Or maybe it's a song on the radio that comes on, and you're thinking, wow, that's what I was just thinking about. So if you pay attention and you open up your ears and you open up your eyes, you start paying attention to the signs, the sounds, the things that you see and read and so on, realize those are answers. The universe is sending you messages. Just ask the question and you receive the answer. You can test this out by simply, as I was talking about before, just find something to make it your symbol. And just ask the force of love or God or spirit, or however you want to address it, you can address it however you want to show you this symbol. In my case, one time I used a robin. I love birds, actually. I want to tell you something interesting about birds. My friend Greta Alexander, bless her heart, may she rest in peace, used to talk a lot about negative energy and positive energy, and one day we were talking on the phone, and I said that the neighbors, we have new neighbors that moved in across the street, and I said, she seems really cranky. She doesn't seem like a very nice person. I said, matter of fact, I don't know about her, but she doesn't seem very nice. Anyway, Greta said to me on the phone, go look out the window and look in the yard and tell me what kind of birds you see. And I said, oh, my gosh, well, their yard's full of crows, blackbirds all over the whole yard. She said exactly what I thought. She said, those birds represent a very negative energy, and that is what they're attracting into their life. And so she said, yes, they're very negative people. And they were. Found out they were very negative. And then she said, I want you to look in at the yard right next to them, and what do you see? And I said, oh, my gosh, there's a lot of robins, and there's some cardinals over there. I said, oh, they have all really nice birds. I said, that's weird. One yard is all blackbirds and crows, and the next one is good birds, pretty birds. She said, yeah. They're living more in harmony with the universe. So you can pay attention, and if you really wonder what kind of people they are, even if you have no idea who lives in that house, look at the birds in their yard. What are they attracting? You think that's just a coincidence? It's not. I've been paying attention to that for over 20 years. If you misplace something, do you search frantically and say, I can't find? You know that you ever notice that when you keep saying, I can't find my keys, like if you lose your keys, I can't find my keys. Keep saying that. You're not going to find your keys. But when you expect to find those keys and you're looking for them, knowing and then just imagine have those keys back in your hand because you are going out the door with them in your hand, they suddenly appear. Just ask, where are my keys? No, I can't find my keys. Just ask, where are my keys? You will get an answer. And all of a sudden, you remember. It's like all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I remember. I was wearing that jacket, and they were in that last jacket I was wearing last night. But it doesn't stop there. you can just ask, you know, if you lose something, though, when you misplace something, you can ask, where are your keys? But the other question you should ask is, when you do find your keys, ask, what are you trying to tell me? What is this telling me, misplacing my keys, losing my keys? Have you ever noticed that you don't misplace anything, you don't lose anything over a long period of time, maybe 2 or 3 years, you'll never lose anything. Then all of a sudden, it's the keys one day and a shirt the next, and then it's your shoes, and you're misplacing and losing things. You can't remember where they're at. Well, the universe is trying to tell you something. And whatever you ask, you're going to get an answer. What is this telling me? In other words, why am I losing things? Because there is a reason for everything. There are no such things as accidents or coincidences. Sometimes the answer I get is it might be something like, slow down. You're rushing. Or you forgot your billfold. It's not in your purse. So sometimes it's just slowing me down because I need to stop and think and I'm too rushing or something like that. But if you ask, you're going to get an answer. Sometimes life just might throw some tricky thing your way and you don't know when it happens that or why it happens, but always just ask. Ask how you attracted that problem. If something comes in your life that you're really not very happy about, just ask, why did I attract that? And can I learn from it? And you want to learn from it so you don't so it doesn't happen again. Remember the saying, I'm trying to think here, when the lesson is learned, the experience is no longer necessary, no longer needed. When the lesson is learned, the experience is no longer needed. So when you do have a, quote, problem or opportunity or whatever you want to call it, when you have a problem, then try to learn from it. But remember, when you do learn from it, then it's not going to happen again. But if you don't want to learn from it and you find that, oh, my gosh, I've been down this road before. Have you ever heard somebody say that? Oh, that's nothing. I've been down this road before. You know, I know how this is going to go. Well, it's going to go exactly how you expect it to go. So if you want it to go well, then expect it to go well. If you expect it to go badly, it will go badly. You're going to get off life exactly what you expect. Period. Okay, if you look for the good in everything and in everyone, then that's what you're going to find. Be grateful for everything. As I give love, I feel the force of love sweeping through me, filling me with such love and joy that it takes my breath away. Even when you try to look back on for everything that you've received, the force of love multiplies that love and returns even more love to you. When you feel this happen just once in your life, you will never again be the same. And that's a fact. You can harness the force of love to help you with anything in your life. You can hand over anything you need to remember and ask the force of love to remind you of it at the perfect time. You can have the force of love be your alarm clock. If you decide you're going to wake up at 7 a.m. or 5 a.m., it doesn't matter. Just put it in your mind, make up your mind, ask spirit, just quietly say, I want to wake up at 7 a.m. or I want to wake up at 5 a.m. And you say, and I do. And then you know what? You just magically wake up right. And I don't even need an alarm clock. I decide what time I'm going to wake up before I go to bed. I ask that I be woken up at that time, and that's the time that I wake up. If you will do these things, if you will try to connect with spirit world or the force of love, I'm going to run out of time here, and I had something I want to get into. But if you do this and you ask the questions, then you're going to get the answer every time. But if your mind's consumed with too many details, it's just going to drag you down, and you're not going to go through life like you wanted to. You give the meaning to everything in your life. No situation comes with a label of good or bad. Everything is neutral. A rainbow, a thunderstorm is not good or bad. They're just a rainbow or a thunderstorm. You give meaning to the thunderstorm and how you feel about it. You give meaning to everything by the way you feel. Your job is not either good or bad. It's just a job. How you feel about your job determines about whether it's good or bad for you. Same thing with a relationship. I'm going to have to end here, and we're going to have to continue next Saturday. I'm so sorry, and I was going to get into if someone harms another person, the law of attraction responds unfailingly. So we're going to continue next Saturday, and we're going to finish that, And then we're going to get into more keys of the Master Key System. And thank you for joining me today. You can send your comments or your questions to thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And I wish you a very, very merry, merry Christmas.